Okay, the start of the 2014 college football season, it is just around the corner. We are so delighted to have with us this evening at YSR, the publisher, the editor, Phil Steele of Phil Steele Magazine, philsteele.com. And of course, let's go through right now and let's talk about who are you projecting in terms of for the top Heisman candidates in 2014. Break it down because I know your magazine does.
Yeah, and for the Heisman, number five, I'm going to go with a running back. Running backs don't generally win it, but Todd Gurley has the size, speed, everything you want. Now, if he can stay healthy, that's going to be the big thing. But I think Todd Gurley has the potential for a big year. Number four, I went with Bryce Petty of Baylor. And Bryce Petty will lead the NCAA in passing this year. Last year, I had him first-team Big 12, despite the fact that he had never been a starter. Petty's thrown to my number one set of receivers in the country. He's going to be extremely dangerous. Number three, I've got Braxton Miller. If he stays healthy, his passing has improved each year. His running has proven that he's one of the most dangerous running quarterbacks out there, and I think Ohio State can go unbeaten. Number two, I went with Jameis Winston, the returning Heisman Trophy champion. You know, the Heisman Trophy winners have two things going against them. The first thing is everybody's gunning for him. The second is Heisman voters expect them to do even better than they did last year. It's tough to improve upon that, and that's why there's only been one repeat Heisman Trophy winner in Archie Griffin. So number one, I went with Marcus Mariota. When you look at Mariota, here's a guy that could pilot the most explosive offense in the country. Last year at the end of the year, he hurt his ankle, wasn't 100%. He should be 100% all year this year, and I think he'll put up the best stats. Plus, the NFL scouts have Mariota and Winston as the top two quarterbacks for the NFL. I went with Mariota to win the Heisman this year.
Okay, Marcus Mariota, of course, hoping for that bounce-back season after his knee injury. But Jameis Winston, I mean, what type of production would you like to be able to see from him? My goodness, I mean, 14-0 last year and leading FSU to that undefeated season, and of course, in a national title.
Yeah, I think Winston's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and that's a pretty easy statement to make, especially after the way he played on the road in the big games. You look at last year, he threw for over 4,000 yards, had a 40-10 ratio, and also, you know, had made some big runs. Didn't have a huge amount of running yards. He only ran for 219. But that's the thing that he's got going against him now, is he's got to really surpass those numbers to be a Heisman Trophy winner, or else Heisman voters go, well, maybe he had an off year. But I think he'll clearly have among the best stats of any quarterback in college football.
Okay, Phil Steele from Phil Steele, the magazine, philsteele.com, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're going to continue to move ahead. Of course, always at the top of college football is the SEC Conference of what they've won seven of the past eight national titles. Phil, what is your formula for picking the toughest conference?
Well, it's pretty easy when it comes to the SEC. They are the toughest conference out there, and it goes into a formula of how you do in non-conference games, my overall power ratings for the top teams, how they do in bowl games, national championships, etc. Draft picks are included in it, and add it all together, the SEC is pretty much the easy choice. The second-best conference this year I actually have is the Pac-12, and you talked about Stanford earlier,
yes.
You know, Oregon. USC is going to be an improved team, UCLA, so I've got the Pac-12 there in there at number two.
And what kind of strides are you seeing from the Pac-12 conference? It seems like they're narrowing the gap a bit. They have over the past couple of years. I mean, they do have some powerhouse teams. Of course, we've already highlighted Oregon, UCLA, Stanford, and even USC.
Yeah, and just a couple of years ago, the gap was huge between the SEC and all other conferences. But I think the Pac-12 got closer last year, and they're even closer this year. So the gap is clearly narrowing. And who knows, one of these years we may be talking about a different number one conference in college football.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been that way for quite some time.
Well, here in just a moment, we're going to talk about the Big 12 conference. I do want to back up just quickly, hit on out of the SEC, one of the teams that has underachieved over the past couple of years, and they're trying to get headed into the right direction, is the Florida Gators. Will Muschamp is in his fourth season, and they were 4-8 last year. I know they were decimated with injuries, but where do you see this program at this point?
I think Florida's in good shape this year. Last year, their defense had allowed 235 yards per game the first six games. Then they got hit hard by injuries. They actually lost eight starters to injury during the course of the year. They gave up 396 yards over the last six games. I think they have a top-five defense this year with seven starters back and those injured players back as well. They also bring in Kurt Roper as the offensive coordinator. He meshed very well with Jeff Driskel, who was my number one rated quarterback coming out of high school. In the spring, I think Driskel will have a fine year. Their running backs were all banged up last year. They're all back. They're going to get better production out of receiver. And if you look at Florida, really offense has been the struggle the last couple of years.
Yes.
Even in 2012, when they were 11-1 in the regular season, their offense was far from productive. I think they'll have a better offense this year. They get South Carolina at home, Georgia at a neutral spot. I've got Florida going from 4-8 to double-digit wins this year, and I do consider them a contender in the SEC East.
Well, I like how they ease into their schedule, but I've got the calendar marked for September 20th, that game at Alabama. That certainly will be quite a challenge. Okay, so the SEC, the Pac-12, talk to me about right here in our backyard. What about the Big 12 conference? Where do you see them right now, Phil Steele?
Well, Big 12 I've got as the number 3 conference, and they're up there as well. And you look at no further than who I have number 6 in the conference, and that's Oklahoma State. And if I've got Oklahoma State 6,
wow,
you've got yourself a pretty deep league. I think Oklahoma and Baylor battle it out for that number 1 spot. Remember last year, Baylor beat Oklahoma 41-12 at home. They do have to play them on the road this year, but Baylor's going to have one of the most explosive offenses in the country. And then there's good talent at the top. TCU, Texas, and Kansas State are all teams that will be in contention. But I think the winner of that Oklahoma-Baylor game is the one that determines the Big 12.
And I like that you mentioned there's an article in there in terms of some of the surprise teams. And, of course, out of the Big 12 conference, what you have selected and circled Gary Patterson's TCU Horned Frogs, correct?
Yeah, and TCU just 2 years ago had the best defense in the Big 12, led by Devontae Fields, who was a Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. Devontae Fields missed almost all last year. He started one game and was injured. He's back this year. Gary Patterson's defense looks to be near what it should be, and they've got 8 returning starters on the defensive side of the ball. Keep in mind, they led the NCAA in total defense 2 out of 3 years in one span. You look at them offensively, they get Matt Jokel, the transfer from Texas A&M. That could move Trevon Boykin to running back, receiver, return man, which is where he'd be one of the more explosive players. And then you look at their schedule. Last year, they had so many close losses last year, overtime to West Virginia. They're thrown into the end zone against Baylor at the end, lose to Kansas State by 2. They basically had 6 close losses last year. They were much better than a 4-8 team. Gary Patterson hasn't forgot how to coach. I think they're another team like Florida that goes from 4-8 to double-digit wins this year.
Well, I'm sure you'll agree with me. I've never seen a coach get more out of his players than head coach Gary Patterson. Let's not forget, you were mentioning 2 years ago, but 4 years ago, TCU finished 13-0, beat Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl, finishing 2nd in the country. And, Phil, we are completely out of time. One more time, give all the listeners tonight across the country where they can go and get a copy of Phil Steele, College Football Preview 2014.
Well, I really appreciate that, Alyssa. It's at the bookstores across the country right now, so head out and be prepared. I hope you lifted some weight. It's 352 pages, so it's a heavy book when you go pick it up at the newsstands for just $12.99. You can also go to the website, which is Phil Steele, that's STEELE.com. Follow me on Twitter, at PhilSteele042, and if you have an iPhone or an iPad, go to iTunes right now, and you can actually download it to your iPhone or iPad. It's also available on Google Play with your Android, so that is available on the apps as well right now.
Phil, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the success of your magazine. Keep going, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Alyssa. Great talking to you again.
Absolutely.
We should do this more often.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.